The Food and Drug Administration has now approved a contraceptive skin patch. You stick a new one on every week and receive a slow release of birth control hormones. This is said to be the world's first contraceptive patch. It's called Ortho Evra. It will cost about $40 a month, and it's set to go on sale next year by prescription only. Dr. Paul Blumenthal is Director of Contraceptive Research and Programs at the Bayview Medical Center at Johns Hopkins University.
The patch is round, and it attaches to your skin in the same way that many other medical patches currently available on the market, whereby the patient peels off a backing, which reveals an adhesive, and then that can be placed on the skin, usually in the part of the body that doesn't crease or get a lot of wear and tear.
So you would put it typically where?
We tend to put such patches sort of someplace on the lower abdomen, on the hip. Some people may want to put it on the upper arm, but generally in places that are pretty stable and don't, as I said, don't receive a lot of wear and tear or perhaps exposure to the elements.
Tend to come off if you go swimming, take a shower?
These patches will stay on through swimming, through shower. I don't know if they'll stay on through ocean swimming, but for the average swimmer and certainly through bathing at home and whatnot, they will stay on.
And the patch delivers a low level of estrogen and progestin.
Yes, it is a combination method. And in that way, it's very similar to the contraceptive pill. But it provides actually lower overall levels because there's no pass-through in terms of having to be absorbed through the stomach. And the levels that one achieves in the body are lower and more stable over time than we observe with the pill.
And the other advantage, I guess, would be convenience. You wouldn't have to remember to take a birth control pill.
Well, you don't have to remember to take this every day. You do have to remember to change it once a week. But even that, studies have shown, really creates an improvement in compliance. The compliance, that is the ability to remember to use the method correctly at all times, was much higher, statistically significantly higher, in patch users compared to pill users.
Side effects?
Side effects, again, similar to the birth control pill, some breakthrough bleeding and spotting, which tends to become pretty stable over time, and by the time a patient reached the third cycle, it was well under 10%.
There is a caution here about women who weigh more than 198 pounds. Tell us about that, please.
Well, if you have a patch with a finite amount of hormone in it, and the hormone is then going to be absorbed into the circulation through the patch, the larger the circulation, then the more dilute the level of hormone will be in the system, but it remains to be seen what happens in the population over time.
3,319 women, of those women, 15 got pregnant, and one-third of those weighed more than 198 pounds. How does the patch compare to other non-traditional types of contraception that could be available now?
Well, I think that this patch is part of a trend towards methods that are safe and effective, but which meet user needs better. Other examples of this include the monthly injectable, the new contraceptive ring, which is inserted into the vagina and which the patient wears for 3 weeks out of the month at one time. And lastly, the hormone-containing Mirena IUD, which is an intrauterine system which the patient wears for as much as 5 years and also is very safe and effective.
Thank you, Dr. Blumenthal.
Pleasure.
Paul Blumenthal of Johns Hopkins University.